The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do me a favor, if you're listening live this morning, still download the podcast. Go on there and download that for us.
Yeah, it's the last podcast of the month.
Yes, it is.
So it's very important that you download the last podcast of the month.
You want the show to continue. So do we. Download that podcast.
So if you're like us and you watch football for your favorite announcers and your favorite referees.
Like most people.
Right. Yep. Your Kevin Kugler game of the week is the Raiders at Cleveland. And the Cleet Blakeman game of the week is Patriots at Bills.
I want Kugler doing a game with Cleet there and then my team so I can swear at both of them.
Oh, that would be the trifecta.
Yeah, see, that's going to be a tough pull because Fox generally only has NFC.
Yeah, but they play NFC teams.
They do get some crossover, but it's right. Going to be less opportunity.
No, but the AFC does play the NFC, so.
Yeah.
The Steelers would have to be the away team in that instance, and there are exceptions.
Yes.
Sometimes you see CBS.
I'll screw you, Kugler, and screw you, Blakeman, all damn day long.
And they'd have to be far enough down the food chain for Kugler to get the game.
Yeah. Well, they could be playing somebody crappy. They are in Dallas next weekend.
Ah. Okay.
Now, that's going to be a big game because Dallas, no matter how bad they are, they draw crowds. They draw fans.
That'll be a Fox game.
Yeah, but it might not. It might be one of the bigger.
That might be Buck and Aikman.
It might be
there.
Buck and Aikman because it is the Cowboys. And the Cowboys can suck all they want. It's a 3 o'clock game.
That's probably Buck and Aikman.
They still show the Cowboys. Yep. Phone ringing, puss. Probably TJ.
I prefer to watch the Cowboys when they suck.
Yeah, the problem when they suck is they end up rising up and beating somebody once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the only time I'll watch a Husker game from beginning to end.
It's when they suck.
When they're sucking.
You've been watching a lot of games, though.
Yeah.
You've been watching a lot of games.
Beginning to end.
For the past 20 years, you've been watching a lot of games.
Hey.
How about you, TJ Miller?
Hey. You're all sold out.
TJ Miller on Halloween weekend. That's right.
Oh, that was your scary voice?
Yes, that's what I've been doing lately, just for Halloween weekend. I'm not like speaking in character, but I throw in a lot of whatever. And I think that's enough, to be honest with you. I'm going to this pizza place near the club, and they, I'm going to say, listen, can I have a pepperoni pizza? And if there's any way you can put on extra pepperonis, that would be great, and extra cheese, light on the sauce. And I'm just going to keep throwing that in for the whole weekend. That's part of what I'm doing. And we've got, it's true, we're sold out. I'm sorry to everybody. If you didn't get tickets, though, Colleen and I talked last night. We were so excited about the response, especially on a holiday weekend.
Right.
Although I know part of it is, you can't do the regular things that you can usually do on Halloween. That's why I'm so excited people want to come tonight and tomorrow to share their Halloween weekend with me. But I'm going to come back right after the first of the year and do another sort of full run of shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I've missed these audiences so much. And if you didn't get tickets, you did miss out because we're doing spooky cocktails all weekend. Really? Scary libations.
Will you be participating?
Scary libations. All right. That's scary right there.
And but I, what I, what I, what the deal is, though, I want a dry ice and kind of food coloring that makes them green.
Right.
But it's a pandemic, so we really can't afford that. So what we're doing is I'm going to serve the drinks, but when I bring them to you, my thumb is going to be inside the rim of the glass, So I kind of hand it to you, and you go, oh, boy,
Where's your thumb bin?
Where's
your thumb bin, man?
Exactly. And then I'll come over, and go, here are your Jack and Coke. And then I go, sorry, I have the sniffles.
It's not going to work, man. I think that you can keep that voice for Christmas, though, too. Almost sounds like Santa. Yeah.
You're right. I go, hey, the socks aren't the only thing I got you. I also got you a workout headband. Merry Christmas.
Are you high this morning, TJ? Are you high this morning? It sounds like you're high this morning.
No, I'm excited. I mean, I usually don't get up this early, and then Kate came with me, so she's still asleep.
Excellent.
So I had to go outside into the Omaha morning weather, so that's kind of given me a real jolt of caffeine, just your beautiful, crisp Omaha breakfast weather.
Hey, you were going to mention...
I think I'm also excited. I'm standing across from a Chevrolet.
Yeah, I
know. That might be part of it also.
Hey, you were going to mention the other day that you were, like I said, you saw this weekend the Funny Bone. TJ Miller does not have a website.com for all his gigs other places if you want to check him out. TJ,
yeah.
You were mentioning you had a pilot coming out or filmed yet, or what is it?
What's and a book.
You mentioned
a book.
I have a book that's coming out called TJ Miller, The Unauthorized Autobiography.
Right.
And so that's... That's going to be exactly what you think it's going to be.
All right.
And then the really exciting thing that came out of the pandemic is for so long, I was sort of, I think all of us felt a little creatively stifled. It was just such a depressing time for so many months. And then finally, I kind of said, look, you got to get your act together. You know, you just at least need to. So I went on sort of a manic writing binge, which is how I do things.
Right.
And I wrote not only a pilot, but a series called The Loneliest Megaplex.
Okay.
And it's sort of about the pandemic. It's me. I'm kind of the successful sort of loser type guy. And I get my job back at the movie theater at the 20-screen Megaplex.
Right.
And they email me and they say, hey, we're bringing you back and we're prepared to give you a 25-cent raise and you're going to be the manager and the supervisor, and you're going to run concessions, and you also do the box office and ticket scanning. And I sort of say, okay, but, you know, am I working with anyone else? And I say, no, it's just you.
Oh, man, I like it.
Yeah, it's fun because it's just me in this megaplex, and no one's seen movies because it's a pandemic.
Right.
And so each episode is just the only people that come to the theater that day.
So,
you know, one day it's, you know, an elderly couple who doesn't know how to use the app. And so I use the app for them. And then I accidentally buy them double combo meals and they didn't want any of that, but I have to make it for them because I'm also the concessions guy. And, you know, that's why. Then another episode, these seven teenagers come into the theater and they go to the back of the theater to try and drink because they brought a six pack of White Claw.
Right.
And so I come to him and I catch him and I don't care, obviously, but I'm like, there's seven of you and you just brought six White Claw seltzers. What is each of you going to have most of one White Claw? And like, okay, you guys go ahead and have a not very good time, you know? And then I end up getting all of them high and that doesn't, you know, go terribly well.
Who bought it? Who bought the pilot? Have you shot it yet?
Well, so we're working with FXX, and no, you know, it's impossible to really do things right now
right.
in the pandemic. What they're doing is they've started back up production on things they were already doing. So anything that was in process
right.
or properties that were successful pre-pandemic, they're going back, and then they have to spend, they're doing new episodes of Star Trek, and that costs $100,000 for the safety protocol per episode.
Whoa.
Just to make it safe and with all $100,000. This series I could do for $100,000 an episode. I could do everything that you need. I could do the whole series for $75,000 and a six pack of White Claw seltzer if you want me to.
That's good.
See,
point.
You bring up something I've always been curious about. You know, are you going to bring White Claw into that? And do you have an opportunity for product placement there? And can you get money out of them? And how do you go about doing that? Because you see a lot more of that in episodic TV.
You do, and we were watching Drew Barrymore's, and actually, we just got a release date, December 11th, streaming everywhere, is going to be the stand-in with me and Drew Barrymore, and actually a college buddy of mine, Mike Zegan, who was in The Marvelous Miss Maisel. He was wonderful. He was Mr. Maisel.
Oh, you talked about this. This movie with her. It's going to come out there on stream. Okay, cool. When's the release date?
It's streaming on December 11th, okay. And we just found out the release date yesterday, so that's really exciting. And we were watching Drew Barrymore's show, yesterday because Kate and I really get along well with her. She's just so sweet.
Cool.
And Kate loves the show. I just think it's bizarre, but knowing her, I just really, really like it because she's so authentically kind of wacky in like a strange and eccentric and fun way.
Right.
But she does a lot of product placement. She does, you know, this, all this stuff is from CB2, and we're doing a bread alert thing, and brought to you by Panera Bread. And it's the way that she does it is not very ham-fisted.
Yeah.
So I think if you do it that way, it's okay. But yeah, with something like White Claw, you know, yeah, we would ask them, we'd say, look, we're going to make your product the focus of this episode. Would you like to do that? And they might say, well, you know, we're not huge fans of TJ Miller. And I say, well, truly Seltzer is a big fan of Seltzer.
There you go.
And then they go, all right, never mind. We don't have a huge problem with it. What do you need from us? And I'm like, I think $750 in a, I need a lifetime supply of White Claw, maybe just like a full month and a half of White Claw, and then I think we'll be ready to go. I find these hard seltzers really funny, and I talk about this on stage about how
I find them horrible. Is that the same thing as funny?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Good.
I think in a way it is for me. Yes, it is. I get through life thinking that the horrible things are actually kind of funny, but I can't believe that we're at a time in our lives or in the history of civilization,
right,
where you can be drinking a fruit flavored IPA, a fruity apricot boysenberry flavored, you know, IPA with a garnish of a cherry and a skewer through pineapple and a little orange slice. And you have this in front of you as a man at a bar and look over at a guy drinking a mango White Claw, and you can be like, look at that wussy. Jeez, break.
That's a good
get
point.
Get together, you wimp. Look at that little girly girl. Ooh, can I have one more slice of orange on this and another candy pineapple? Thank you. White Claw.
Well, you're right there. You're right there. You're right there. I get that.
So I think, you know, we've really reached a point that's getting – pretty bizarro, but yeah, I don't.
But hey, and that's it, TJ. In that situation, TJ, if White Claw says okay, can you, are any of the jokes? Because you're gonna joke about how White Claw kind of is not cool. So will they like that joke, or they want you that joke out?
Okay, so I did. That's a good question. So I did this promotional campaign for Slim Jim. You know, the beef jerky,
right?
And they're actually called Snack Sticks. And because there's not a ton of beef in them,
right,
between you and me, I don't work for them anymore. But they were great because they came to me and they said, look, we want you to do something. And they had some idea. And I said, I'd like to do something called Greg the Mediocre Genie.
Okay.
I think this is still online, but it's me as a genie. I'm completely blue.
Okay.
And I grant wishes when you snap into a Slim Jim,
mm-hmm,
but the wishes often are just not that great. Okay. I'm just a mediocre version of a genie. So somebody would, you know, be putting together an IKEA shelf and they say, oh, geez, you know, I wish I was having a beer or watching the game. And I go, oh, he's down to Slim Jim. I'm going to grant your wish. He's like, great. And then he's just in a park by himself drinking a White Claw seltzer, watching accountants play a flag football game. He's just watching somebody else's office picnic football game. So we did a bunch of those, and they're really funny. I mean, they're very strange and absurdist. And what we sort of said to Slim Jim was, you know, look, we're not going to make fun of the product, really, but we're going to be really ridiculous, and you kind of need to give us free reign.
Right.
And they actually kind of said, look, if you want to make fun of the product, but we're still – you know, we're still all on the same page if we want to sell Slim Jim,
right,
then that's fine. And I think actually brands have gotten better about realizing they have a sense of humor about themselves.
Yeah, I think so too.
And especially the younger demographic is like, oh, you guys are cool. Okay, you get it.
Got
you
it.
Don't think we're stupid and you're advertising to us. But with someone like White Claw, I would have to say, look, part of the joke of this has to be that it is White Claw.
Right.
So, and that's when you go into the, all right, is Truly Seltzer sort of not number one on the market, so they
right
want to Or I go, hey, I love Topo Chico. They're doing a hard seltzer new. Let's sort of make a joke out of that.
You
say,
mentioned,
hey, what do you guys have, six White Claws? And they say, no, this is Topo Chico seltzer. It's much more refreshing.
You mentioned,
and that's the joke.
You mentioned Drew Barrymore, and the most famous one was E.T. They wanted to do M&M's, and M&M's said no. M&M's said no, and they did Reese's Pieces, and it kicked ass, man. And that's the most famous.
And can you believe it? And yeah, that's the most famous sort of scene with candy ever, for sure, and always will be.
Right.
And Reese's exploded into the scene, and that's, in fact, why we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, because those got so much attention and became so popular. And that's kind of my favorite candy. If I ever eat candy, I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Are you dressing up tonight at the show? Are you dressing up tonight at the show?
Or tomorrow night?
You know,
tonight,
though, I'm going dressed as a future warrior.
All right.
Which is what I look like when I travel now, because I have this face shield.
Okay.
And this outfit that's all designed so I can get to hand sanitizer quickly and all that kind of stuff.
Got it.
And so I'm sort of doing a big joke about that. And then, yes, tomorrow I'm going dressed. Kate is totally decked out. She got a special costume that was like custom-made T-shirt. And it's really, really, she's doing her makeup really crazy. So, yeah, we're dressing up. So I'm hoping everybody who comes tomorrow, if you're coming and you're listening, dress up, because I am doing a costume contest. And the winner gets the pants off of my GD leg right then and there. I'm going to rip my pants off. Yeah.
And the scary
noise. I want you to come and enjoy. Don't forget about the scary noise.
Hey, we talked earlier today about guys that don't wear underwear and their pants are all stanky. Do you wear underwear?
Yeah, but I wear them on the outside of the pants. The pants will still be stanky.
Okay.
But the underwear is fresh and clean. Then I can throw those on and they're definitely
That's a good point. That's a great point. Yeah.
Well, if I want to win a pair of T.J. Miller's pants, I want them to be stanky.
Of course you do, man.
That's what you do.
I want some essence of T.J. on there.
Yeah, I think we've been trying to sell that as a perfume, but it only works as a rodent repellent. So I don't know what's going on with that necessarily.
T.J. Miller, four sold-out shows. I appreciate you calling on Tuesday. It was a lot of fun, and I think that getting it out there, people want to see T.J., and we sold the shows out. Cool, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, a lot of fun, and thank you for doing that. As I mentioned, people just need to go out, laugh. Colleen is doing it right. It's safe. Chris Porter was here last weekend. Mm-hmm. And he did great. Everybody felt great and was so complimentary of the show. So when I come back in the new year, I really, really hope anybody that didn't get tickets to come this particular weekend will come back and see me, and people will be even more and more comfortable. So, guys, thank you so much, Tom and Tyler.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you to Luke and the whole crew for helping me spread the word. And be well, you guys, and happy Halloween. Merry Christmas.
Shut up. Hey, say hi to Kate, too, all right? Take care, man. See ya.
Good talking to you, bud.
Dude, it's so weird. But he's one of those, it's weird because, you know, we've known him for a long time. When you talk to him off the air, I mean, he is that guy, but he has moments of clarity where he's obviously talking normal. But then he just drifts like that, and it's just crazy, man.
He's got ideas just like constantly bouncing.
Oh, I know. To live in his head. You know.
Ooh, I don't know if I want to do that.
Like playing pinball.
I'd like to sleep every now and again.
He's so fun. Was your you have some sort of your phone go off, Nick, during that break?
No.
Okay. We sure.
Oh, it must have been mine. That sounded like mine.
We were hearing some lame ass ringtone. What was that?
It sounded like it was coming from the back of the room.
Yeah, I know. Greg's looking around. I'm looking around.
That would have been my phone.
Okay. What's your ringtone?
Whatever.
It's a common one.
Right. The factory issued one.
Okay. Oh, one of those. Got it. All right. I'm watching that Cobra Kai. I started watching that on Netflix. I'm late to the party. And it's really good. And the episode with the one guy, the blonde kid, they're all grown up now. They're in their mid-50s, looks like, basically. I think they asked you what they are in real life, too. And he's telling this kid working around he's starting a new Cobra Kai. And he hears a kid's phone goes off. He goes, and also get yourself a new ringtone. Put some Guns N' Roses on that. And the kid goes, who's Guns N' Roses? He goes, we're going to pretend we didn't hear that.
Perfect.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Desmond Howard, ESPN college football analyst and College Game Day co-host, says that he has tested positive for the COVID-19.
Whoa.
He's got a cough and some muscle soreness, but he doesn't have a fever yet. He doesn't feel too horribly, so he's going to have to be on game day remotely.
Yeah, he was always on set, too. And I think I'm not sure what these guys are doing in their personal life, because anybody can catch it at any time. We know that. But they travel, you know?
Well, that's why I said, if you're not going to have the crowds at game day, why do the travel?
Right, that's why Corso, granted Corso's older, but he said his pool in Orlando. He's going anywhere.
There's no need to have those guys sitting in front of an empty stadium on a Saturday morning.
And on top of that,
do they deliver the hats to Corso's home? Does he put on a hat still?
It's great. First of all, he's got a pool. And like a lot of pools in Florida, they have that big fencing around the outside.
Yeah, a big enclosure over the top.
And he does have some mascots there, but they're in the back. They must be people that get tested. And the mascots are messing around the pool sometimes, screwing around. But right at the end, he picks a game,
Okay.
Yeah. But he's by himself, though.
The mascots are always on the other side of the pool.
Other side of the pool, right.
You know, they're way in the background.
They're on the other side of the pool, and I guarantee they're tested, too.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah,
but Corso's not there. And also, Herb Street, who calls a game that night, has to hop back on another jet. Because he goes other places.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily he's not always broadcasting the game they're sitting at, you know.
He has a cool office.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't know why they have those guys. I mean, plus all the crew and everybody from behind the scenes that has to travel out to go do that show on location. It seems completely unnecessary.
Right.
I'm guessing Herb Street doesn't fly commercial.
No, he doesn't. No, that's all
private.
But he's
not the only one, though.
No, he doesn't. He has to leave that set. Yep. Sometimes he's flying all the way across the country to another game, you know, the game he broadcasts that night. Right.
It would be funny. He's going to hurry, just like waiting for his group to board. Come on.
I got a game
always in the C group. Why am I always in the C group?
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast today. Please download the podcast today. And download it every day, for that matter. TJ Miller just joined us. Next week,
Greg Warren.
Greg
Call
Warren.
The show.
All right. Also, don't be a racist. Wear a mask.
Don't plot an assassination.
Don't plot a kidnapping.
Kidnapping. Turn around. Don't
drown. Do the kidnapping.
Vote.
And vote.
Right.
Vote a lot.
Yeah. Slow your truck down and pull your flag off of it. Or just be careful out there.
See you at the parade.
Yeah. See you Monday. Have a safe weekend.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.